Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, doing a cattle on feed preview with Jim Robb in just a moment.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and 3 manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Oklahoma. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. In 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
Coming up this Friday, we've got the U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest cattle on feed report coming at 2 p.m. Central Time. That, of course, after the markets wrap up for the week. Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center joining us today to help us preview what the numbers may be like here for April of 2016.
Well, we should follow the trend of recent months and see a year-to-year increase in cattle placed in the feed yards. That makes sense given we have larger calf crops and et cetera, and lower feed grain costs and a little bit of better situation for cattle feeders than a year ago. So we're anticipating placements could be up year over year about 10%, maybe a little less, maybe a little bit more. We would expect marketings, though, to be up about 7% year over year. A little bit overstated there because we have one more slaughter day, but still a 2% year-to-year increase adjusted for days, maybe 3%. That's a better marketing rate than we had last year. So that'll leave us an on-feed inventory up 1% to 2% compared to last year.
So probably a few more cattle on feed compared to 1 year ago, according to this preview from the Livestock Market Information Center and Jim Robb. According to Dr. Robb, this does set us up for bigger beef supplies, it looks like, in the second half of 2016, and that could weigh on cattle prices from the feedlots on back to the cow-calf end of the business later here this year.
Very much in line with the growing calf crop. The kind of big picture story, though, is we really have placed a lot of cattle this past month and in these recent months that will come out of feedlots in the second half of 2016. So we really are setting up the stage where the second half of 2016 will have more cattle year over year than we've seen in recent years, and those will be some of our lowest cattle prices of the year, especially fed cattle, and that will spill over into the calf and yearling market. We're not looking for a disaster. Probably looking at prices maybe that are a little bit stronger than the futures have indicated, but still, the supply side will be increasing as we bunch these cattle placements in recent months.
Talking about the implications of this Friday's cattle on feed report, if it does come in as anticipated by Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, if it does happen, it would be the second month in a row where substantially higher placements compared to a year ago would be seen. We were up 10% compared to a year ago on placements in last month's cattle on feed report. Marketings were up 5%, and the real key on those placement numbers, Texas placements jumped up a gigantic 21% a month ago. So we'll wait and see what Uncle Sam's got for us this month come Friday in the cattle on feed snapshot as of April 1. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual grass time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.